Hello, Chicago, and welcome to another episode of Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of October 23rd, 2006. Mary Zimmerman is returning to Looking Glass Theater to direct the Greek spectacle Argonautica. Yes, you too can experience the spectacular tale of Jason and the Argonauts on the Looking Glass stage as ensemble member and Tony Award-winning director Mary Zimmerman returns to Chicago to direct her world premiere adaptation. Argonautica is an older and stranger story than the Odyssey. It's a tale of the adventures of Jason and his crew aboard the ship Argo in their quest for the Golden Fleece. Mary Zimmerman has been a Looking Glass ensemble member for quite a while and has adapted and directed some of its most memorable productions, including Metamorphosis, The Odyssey, and 11 Rooms of Proust. Mary Zimmerman is also a part of the Goodman Theatre Artistic Team, where she has adapted and directed many epic classics. You can catch Argonautica at the Looking Glass Theater, which is located inside the historic Water Tower Works, and performances will now be running through December 23rd. For more information, click on over to Talk Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Well, it looks like 8 of the actors from Chicago's Wicked are going to be participating in an upcoming reading of Bratz, a new musical by Porchlight Music Theater Company. Some of the Wicked stars will include Don Richard, Adam Fleming, Ryan Weiss, Nick Belton, and Carrie Koppel. The playwright for Bratz is Bobby Cronin, who is also the artistic director of Ergo Theater Company. Be sure to stay tuned to Talk Theater in Chicago to find out more about Bratz. The Pirate Queen, which is of course the hottest pre-Broadway tryout here in Chicago, is currently in previews but will be opening soon. The official press opening for the show is October 29th and the reviews will start screaming in right afterwards. Be sure to stay tuned to Theater in Chicago's review roundup to see what you can expect from The Pirate Queen. Talk Theater in Chicago would like to congratulate the newest resident playwrights to the Chicago Dramatists. That's right, 6 new resident playwrights have been added to the Chicago Dramatists lists of resident writers. Those 6 lucky members include Aaron Carter, Will Dunn, Arlene Malinowski, David Allen Moore, Tanya Richard, and Laura Jackman. And don't forget, you can hear Talk Theater in Chicago's interview with Russ Tutoro from the Chicago Dramatists. Congratulations to the new resident playwrights. Talk Theater in Chicago would also like to congratulate 3 local theater companies that have just received the Wallace Excellence Awards. The Wallace Foundation of New York has chosen the companies to receive funds to help further expand their efforts to build audiences and broaden appreciation for the theater. Steppenwolf Theater Company, Victory Gardens Theater, and the Black Ensemble Theater are set to receive funds for the next 3 to 4 years to help their theaters grow. Congratulations, Steppenwolf, Victory Gardens, and Black Ensemble. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago news podcast. Remember, we are here every Monday with a new episode, ready for your listening pleasure. So until next time, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.